But I've always said lessons from the Leh Parshas Vayechi as we end Sefer Bereishis, a message of Mircha Hashem that will resonate with you as it did with me when I heard it over this wonderful Shabbat, spending the Yarchi Kala NCSY inspiring hundreds of public school kids. Was a very inspiring Shabbos. I have a wonderful senior educator, the head of education, I believe, for NCSY, Rabbi David Bishefkin, always gives a wonderful shir. He gives a shir actually after the Ashkenazi Minyan for different staff members. And he presented it so beautifully. We had a discussion afterwards, myself and Rav David, about this, because if the last 3 weeks you've been listening to Lessons of the Leh, I try to develop a theme. 2 weeks ago, I developed the theme that Yosef, ultimately's term, Yosef HaTzadik, I wanted to say, is really because it wasn't only his sitkus. Rav Meidan says this, his sitkus wasn't what we think, which is that he's called Yosef HaTzadik because he withstood Eishes Potiphar. It's who he was, the motif of who Yosef is. Yosef is well known to be one that is a Baal Emunah amongst everything else, and that's what a true tzaddik is, always mamon in the Rabbono Shalom, and despite receiving divine assistance in the dreams that he had and telling it over to his brothers and not thinking there was anything wrong with it, he had to wait quite a long time for that dream to be fulfilled and went through very, very difficult time, but always withstood that with Emunah. But moreover, I spoke about the idea, and I based this on the Zeresh Shimshon, on Chanukah. We spoke about the idea, and again, these are the parshas, the culmination of the last three parshios, that discuss really the Mechiras Yosef, and that idea of who Yosef was. And in both this parsha, Parshas Vayechi, once again, the brothers after the father of the family, Yaakov, passes away, they are scared again. Ko tomru liYosef, ana sana psha achicha. They said to Yosef, the brothers say to Yosef, please forgive us for the spiteful deed that we did against you. Forgive us. And they say it again, and they repeat it. Chataim ki ra gamulecha, v'yata sa'ana lipsha avdi. They repeat it. And what does he say? V'yomar lehem Yosef, al tiro. Why are you scared? Ki hischas Elohim ani. So Yosef says, fear not. For I am instead of God. I can't do anything to you, even if I try to do something to you, because Hashem told me not to. The Svarno explains that Yosef reassures the brothers, saying that he couldn't harm if he wanted to, because God told me this is the way it has to be. So I explained this a few weeks ago, again, based on the Zeresh Shimshon and others, and this is what it appears to be. This is a Mefarish Rashi. Rashi clearly comments over here this idea that he wouldn't even succeed if he tried to harm them. But what does that lead us to believe, that maybe he wanted to harm them? And the Svarno, as I just mentioned, says that Yosef says he, Yosef, is judged with the power that Hashem gave him to analyze who should be punished and who should not be punished. And you were his agents. And therefore, how can I punish you for doing the Ratzon of Hashem? And again, this Baal Emunah, this real tzaddik, said this is all part of the divine plan. And it's two separate interpretations. I try to learn this out, again, Beres Zeresh Shimshon and many others, that he forgave them. And basically he said, no, this is in life. You have to be mevater, is the line that I used. But the question that has to be asked, and this is what Rav Bishefkin asked this question, and we'll see the Rabbeinu Bachai in a moment, is a very stark question. Why did they ask him again for forgiveness? If he forgave them already, if he said those words, I forgive you. And in fact, you will not see that written in the Torah. He does not forgive them. He does not use the word mechila. And in fact, Rabbi Bishefkin, and his, you know, is a writer for Mishpacha magazine. He has a very cute column there, top five. And he writes there, a number of weeks ago, he wrote by Rosh Hashanah time, But the word mechila actually never appears in the Torah or in Tanakh at all. Somebody argued with them and said it does, machlas. There are other references to it, but the actual term does not appear, which is interesting. And he quoted this Rabbeinu Bechaya that I mentioned, because again, you have to ask the question, what actually went on here? So again, I tried to explain it a few weeks ago, that the idea was, is that he says, what do you think? This was just a ruse that I pretended like I forgave you, and now my father died, and now I'm really going to give it to you, because I didn't want to, you know, forgo the honor of my father and do something to you. Now that he's dead, now you're going to get yours. No. Chas v'sholom. Rabbeinu Bechaya says it's totally different what we think. Because after they die, Yaakov passes away, they ask for mechila. The Gemara in Bava Kama, the Tzadik Bey, says, right? We have this unbelievable concept, the Shulchan Aruch's concept, asking three times for forgiveness. You have the Yirtzos Chavera, the famous Erev Yom Kippur, that Avera Sheben Adam L'Chavera, Gemara tells us in Yoma, right, the famous Drusha, Rabbi Kiva, Ashreichem Yisrael, Mi Metareschem, but Rabbi Elazar ben Azari says that the Avera Sheben Adam L'Chavera are not Mechaper and Yom Kippur. You have to wrong the right first. But, says the Rabbeinu Bechaya, on our psukim here in Perek Nun, Shenira Bezeh, Shahayelhem Rotzoi Mi Yosef, Mikol Makom Lo Ra'inu Shizkara Kosov Mechila Be Yosef. They wanted and sought after Mechila, for him to say Machalach, 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 V'lo Shiadulahem Shizab Shem Mechatayim. But they didn't get this Mechila. The Mechila wasn't there. And that's what was troublesome to them so much. Now, one could argue that, yes, he said it on a, you know, don't worry about it, everything's okay. We often do this in our lives, right? Somebody comes up to you and they said, you know, I must have really hurt you. I'm really sorry. And what do you say to them? Don't worry about it. It's water under the bridge. Forget about it. But all you ever do when you see that person is remember exactly how they hurt you in that time. True mechila is a very, very tall order for a lot of us, because it's not only thinking about who we are, ourselves, and what's good for us. It's really saying, you know what? It's not worth it. That's what it is. Rabbi Shefkin, in the great way of his, is just a great researcher. So he found in a very old concordancia, what does the word mechila actually mean? It's pointed out. It's not written in any place. So what is mechila? And he found in the version of Solomon Mandelkern's Shorish Milim of mechila is chalal. What does that mean? So this congredencia says that the chalal, as we know, chalal is an opening. Right? Chil Hashem, we have in the world, unfortunately, because there's a chalal, there's an opening without God's presence known to us, as it should be when there is a Beis HaMikdash, so there is Chil Hashem in the world. Mechila is an opening, a chalal for us to say, I need you to be part of my life. I need to forgive you because I need you to be part of that. There's something open here, and I need to close that wound by mechila. That's what mechila is all about. And it's very interesting because he pointed out this machlekes, and it is a yesoidic machlekes. And he goes on another path, which we don't have time to go into, but it's a beautiful idea. He quotes in the name of Rav Eitam Henkin, Hashem Yikam Damo, who died al Kiddush Hashem, unfortunately was murdered. Very, very, very difficult. Hi, him and his wife, and he was going for a doctorate. Of course, he's from the famous Henkin family in Eretz Yisrael, and the great Rav Henkin was his grandfather. And he points out a very interesting idea. Here's a different takes of the path, talking about the Hesped that Rav Cook had for Herzl. But the Yusoy that he brings out is a really beautiful idea, and that is that the Gilyone HaShas on Kedushin says the following: Hamalbish es chaveiro umachalo bifanov afal pi shelo machalo bilibo aminan bay devarim shebelev eno devarim. Right, and this is by a different case, not important for now, of mechila. But this would be the typical case, Erev Yom Kippurim. And the person comes up, Mechila, and he says, yes, Mechila Kabara. What if it's not? But Lev, so the Gilyon Shas doesn't matter, because Devarim Lev, and Devarim. That's our general rule. We have this by a lot of different, this is a Shas topic, Devarim Shabalev, things that you think in your heart are not admissible in the court of law. It's what you actually said. And there, he found a sefer called the Agan HaSohar. Hasar, that was written actually by Hagoyner of Avram Genchovsky, which is actually the original name of Rabbi Genak of the OU. So he quotes, this is, I believe, his great uncle was a great Rosh Hashiva, and he says that it's problematic what he wrote, the Gilyone HaShas. And if a person, when it comes to this specific thing, there's a raya brought by the Gemara of Yevamos, that it could be that full mechila has to be Tvarim Shabalev, Echad Bepeva, Echad Balev, something I've spoken about many times in the Rambam, the discussion I had with Rabbi Beshefkin, you know, I brought this Rambam, this is all what business ethics is all about, right? Tvarim Shabalev, we spoke about Esav, his head being in Maris HaMachpelah, Dafka, because he only was an Echad Bepeva, not an Echad Balev. True mechila, and that's the high level, is the level where a person says, I have a halal, I need to close this in my life. I have to believe that this is part of my life, is closing these gaps and actually caring about it myself. And that's a very, very difficult level to have. We spoke about, as we started the Parshios from weeks ago, as I explained as well, and again, this is a good review of the last four Parshios, actually. We spoke about this inyan, and I gave Rav Asher Weiss's beautiful idea based on the Rashbam, where Rav Asher Weiss, in his new edition of his Parsha Sefer, so he writes there about Mechiras Yosef, how can it be that they sold him, so maybe they didn't actually physically sell him, but they were negligent because they were far away. And then he quoted another Sefer that maybe it's something else, that maybe was in chelik of Yosef. Anyways, it wasn't called a real sale, because it's so hard to understand. But here's a whole different level almost, where we're saying that, yes, as I pointed out, again, Rav Nevensal, this is just a review, but Rav Nevensal's idea, that Rav Zamenfeld's idea that he quoted, that Mechiras Yosef is a kapara for on Yom Kippur. Was the seer was that, we said Rish Chodesh, the seer was that, the Zeresh Shimshon's idea, or Mechaper, the three things that happened that the Yevanim took away was another kapara for it. We talked about Shabbos that was given B'nai Yisrael from was a kapara for Mechiras Yosef. Mila was the thing that Yosef HaTzadik became the word tzadik for because of Eishes Potiphar. And of course, Chodesh as well, the seer was the seer that they dipped in. And that's a kapara. But almost, it wasn't only that, it was that the brother himself didn't actually, according to this Rabbeinu Bachai, which is Chiddush Niflin, I admit, is not the kivun that I took a few weeks ago. I learned that he did forgive, but maybe that forgive wasn't 100% in his heart. And that's this high level for a person to reach. And something for us to certainly think about, truly forgiving someone, not even thinking about it anymore. It's easy for us to say, and for people to think that we're tzaddikim, where they say, knew we did that, it doesn't matter, I'm not a thing. But really, when we see that person, it bothers us. We speak about the issur of taking revenge. So you know the person's, was not nice with you and didn't lend you this, and now it comes to them and says, yeah, you take it. But part of it is not only letting him saying, it's everybody sees that you're a bigger person, you actually forgive them. So that is really, as we end these parshios, and it's remarkable, as each of the brothers in this parsha are given musar by their father. But we cannot even question the great tzaddikim. But the Rabbeinu Bachaya brings out a point which is something we can certainly work on. And that is truly forgiving people, truly not being offended by what they have said. And I'll end with two stories to bolster this idea. Story number one, again, I think both I've related before. But story number one is a story that just changed the way that I think of things. It really changed my life, and I try to live by this principle. I know it's not easy. So Rav Gav, the famous Rav Gavriel Friedman from Eish HaTorah, tells the story that he's in Yerushalayim, and he's walking to do Mivaka Chole at a hospital, and all of a sudden someone punches him in the back hard. And the New York instinct is you clench your fist and you start turning around to punch the guy in the face. That's just the way you react to it. And Baruch Hashem, as he's getting close to his face, he sees it's a special needs adult who, that's the way he shows his love, is by hitting people in the back. And it was a show of great affection because he saw it was Rav Gavin. So he says, okay, who cares? Why didn't I hit him? And everybody listening to this would be crazy. You would hit somebody. His special needs. But he wouldn't mean it the way that you thought that he meant. So Rav Gav stopped and he said, but why don't I see everybody like that? Why don't I go into a situation and say, they're not exactly like me? If it was a special needs person, so I wouldn't think twice about it. I'm not going to see this special needs person on the street now and be like, yeah, I really forgave him for hitting me in the back, but I mean, I'm still upset with him. You wouldn't even think twice. You'd be like, I actually like the fact that he hit me in the back because it shows he likes me. That's his shtick. So why does everybody have to be similar to us? Why can't we just say, that's the derech that they think? I've gotten some bad press. Those that listen to my 3-minute lessons late, some people commented, I want to say bad press is not right. We were talking about the amazing Siyam HaShash. I had this chus, Baruch Hashem, I was pushed to go to, and I appreciate that. And there's always a possibility of looking at the negative side. Rabbi Ari Leibowitz gave a shiur before the Siyam HaShash this week. I was zeichet to go to, and he said, "Let's give the negatives of it. Why shouldn't you go to Siyam HaShash?" Obviously, he's one of the great Magid Yeshurim of it. And he said, "One of his is they're good. It's so politicized. And why isn't Rav Schechter sitting closer to the podium? Although he was on the dais, why isn't he? And he did speak. But why didn't he speak at the main event? And why don't they have Rabbi so and so and my Rabbi and my shul?" Yeah, okay, it's political, but why can't you see it and say this is a godless of Torah? See it for the good. I made a comment about the Kiddush Hashem, and it should be second nature. So you're right, those that commented to me. But we need the reminder. It should be something for good, Baruch Hashem. We have to see the positive in everything. And finally, there's an unbelievable story that really one of the great stories Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg tells about visiting day. And as I'm thinking of the story, I remember that I don't remember all the pieces of it. I think it was his grandfather, I'm not mistaken. And it was visiting day, and they're walking, and his grandfather was so excited to be able to go to visiting day, to be able to see his grandchild, granddaughter, I believe it was. And he sees, as they're walking, he's an older man, he actually was a Holocaust survivor, and he sees another man around his age, and they nod to each other. He says, oh, he says, Grandpa, do you know who that is? Sam, do you know who that is? He says, yeah, I know who he is. He says, who is it? It's not important. Anyway, it takes a while, and he gets it out of him, and he says, well, who was that? And he says, oh, that was my closest friend, my best friend in the world before the Holocaust happened, and we parted ways. He says, your best friend that you grew up with, and all he did is nod your head. That's it? No hug? No, you haven't seen him in years, probably. It's not important, I just want to discuss it. And finally, he gets out the conversation. And this boy, who they were best of friends in Europe, he told him a secret that they were escaping. And his father had gotten fake visas to leave the country that night. And he showed him where he hid it. And this best friend of his told his father, and the father asked him to go into the house and steal it. And they were able to get out, and he was not able to. And he said to his grandfather, so you just nodded your head. He didn't want to punch him in the face. And he says it was the Holocaust. Things had to be done that nobody could ever question. And I forgive him, totally. I probably would have done the same thing. That's a mechila she'ain kamayu, and I'm not doing justice to the story, I apologize, but just to get the point across. How many of us, right, we might think we might look like the biggest tzaddikim, but in our hearts, do we really forgive? Is there a real toicha kabaru, as the Rambam writes? Is that really who we are? Did we really forgive the person? Do we really forget about the situation? Forget it. Move on. It's not important. They could be better. They're not like me. That's okay. They were brought up differently. We have a concept that when it comes to people who aren't from Tinuk Shnishpa, you can't ask any, they don't know any better. You're not going to go up to somebody who's not from and say, how could you talk during Kriyasat time? What are you doing? But maybe even if they were brought up from, say, they don't have the same midos that I have. They don't understand as well. I had Rogei Rabbeim who explained to me the quality of Kriyasat Torah and Chazaras HaShas. Maybe they don't understand. That's the way that we should act. And with that, Amir Tzashem, and these parshas end, and we suffer, mamash suffer, from the sin of the brothers, we should look at the positive side of the mechila, should be one that is with a full heart. Amir Tzashem, we should be zeicha in our lives to have complete forgiveness and move on with our lives so that we could reach a level as this Hesped, the great Hesped that Rav Kook gave for Herzl, passed the Mashiach ben Yosef and moved to the Mashiach ben Yehuda. Amir Tzashem, Mashiach ben David, Yavo, Yigalenu, b'meheir v'yameinu, amen v'yameinu.